here's a story from The World.
It started around 7 on Saturday night in cities and towns across Israel. All over the country, people came out to protest. They're calling on Benjamin Netanyahu to resign. Israel's prime minister is facing corruption charges in court. That's not all. People are also angry about a law passed last week aimed at stopping anti-government demonstrations during the pandemic. The World's Ariel Osseran reports from Tel Aviv.
49-year-old Itai Shakid joins a group of more than 200 protesters, banging pots and pans and waving black flags in the Tel Aviv suburb. Their frustration is aimed at one man, and that's Benjamin Netanyahu.
He cares only for himself and not for us. That's why I'm here today.
Shakid says the prime minister needs to resign, and drivers nearby seem to agree. Weekly protests against Netanyahu have been going on for more than 4 months. The main protest site was at the prime minister's residence in Jerusalem, but the new emergency law limits people's movements. Protesters are prohibited from traveling more than a kilometer from their homes. Shakid says the law crosses a line.
It made me feel bad because I don't want to lose my right to protest.
This is not just about the pandemic, he tells me. 33-year-old Lior Wertheim says she would rather be protesting outside of the prime minister's residence, but that's against the law now. So here she is, protesting down the street from where she and her partner live.
We're also on a WhatsApp group, and also we hear whenever people are here, and we just come down.
How often does that happen?
Once, twice a week. I hope that it gets more and more often these days.
Israel went into a second lockdown 2 weeks ago. Since then, coronavirus cases have skyrocketed to 9,000 daily infections. But Wertheim says that's not the real reason for strict measures against protests.
It's really just, like, upsetting, because there's no reason, no good, like, medical reason or anything like that for the lockdown. It's literally just political.
And that's something I'm hearing from many protesters. Yochanan Plesner, president of the Israel Democracy Institute, has his doubts too. He says the prime minister's decision to crack down on protests goes against the advice of his own health officials.
The uniqueness about the restrictions in Israel are the level of severity and the fact that the prime minister turned it into such a major issue in fighting the pandemic.
The economy is taking a hit too, Plesner says. The restrictions forced many small businesses to close, which is just fueling the protests against Netanyahu.
It seems that the only logical explanation is that he wanted to, in this way, justify the severe restrictions on the right to protest.
One of the biggest turnouts on Saturday night was Habima Square in downtown Tel Aviv. It seems the police has put up barriers to divide between protesters and separate them into some sort of bubbles. But that just makes it a lot harder to maintain social distancing. As the crowd grows, the arrests begin. Every few minutes, another protester is snatched from the crowd and put into a police van.
There's a protester being arrested, and people are surrounding the cops.
Protesters yell shame as the cops drag a demonstrator away. By the end of the night, police make a total of 38 arrests.
Protesters with cameras are surrounding them. People asking, why did you arrest him? They're saying release him.
At one point, police start handing out tickets to protesters for violating the 1 kilometer rule and for not keeping 6 feet apart from one another. Lilach Sapir owns a bar in the neighborhood, but it's been closed for 2 weeks now. She's one of the national organizers of these neighborhood protests.
It started with a small post I put on Facebook saying if we can't have 10,000 people in Balfour, then we'll have 10,000 places of demonstration all over Israel in each kilometer.
Balfour is a reference to the street where Netanyahu's office residence is located. Sapir and other activists are mapping the weekly neighborhood protests online under the motto, 1 kilometer it is.
This is why we made Kilometer It Is, to make people be able to protest and not be someone who breaks the rules.
Sapir says she's had to dig into family savings just to make ends meet. That's the case with many Israelis, she says, and it's why people are directing their anger directly at Netanyahu.
They understand he doesn't care about them. He's not dealing about the economy. He should have been very wise with economy. It's one of the things he knows how to do.
Benjamin Netanyahu is Israel's longest-serving prime minister. Back in the 1990s, he earned the nickname Mr. Economy. But Yochanan Plesner from the Israel Democracy Institute says Netanyahu's approval ratings with the Israeli public have now sunk to 27%.
They don't trust the effectiveness of the government that did not seem to build the proper systems and policies and frameworks to deal with the crisis.
Plesner says what's happening now is a dramatic drop in compliance with health and safety regulations. The protests don't seem to be losing support. And with winter just around the corner, that means Israel could be in a state of lockdown for some time to come. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran in Tel Aviv.
From PRX.